You're listening to the Gospel Project for Preschool and Kids Weekly Leader Training.
Hi, and welcome to another episode of the Gospel Project for Kids Weekly Leader Training Podcast. I'm Maggie Bertram, and today I'm joined by Suzanne Burnett. Hey, Suzanne.
Hey there, Maggie.
All right, we're pretty far into January at this point. So if you had to write a January survival guide, what would be your first rule?
Well, I happen to love January because that's when my birthday is.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Yes. So I'll be like, stick it out, girl.
Yeah.
Celebration at the end. My birthday's at the end of January. No, but like in all honesty, like, I don't know if it's because I'm getting older, but I find it that when it's a cold season, I can just get really down.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, just with the dark and with the cold. Mm-hmm. And especially the past couple of years, I've really struggled with that.
Mm-hmm.
And so I guess I didn't mean to get super serious, but just a reminder that, like, spring is coming. Like,
yeah.
There is warmth and there is sunshine mm-hmm. around the corner. The cold is, you know, the cold mm-hmm. is not forever.
Yeah, that's good. Mine is not as serious. Mine is just so the first week of January doesn't count. Like, it just doesn't count. We're still
it's just
figuring
a practice.
Out. Yeah, it's a practice run. It's a rehearsal for the rest of the year.
Yeah, still remembering how to write like a six instead of a five.
We're just trying to figure out what life looks like after Christmas. And that's all right. So, you know, just do what you got to do.
I like that.
To survive that first week of January and then hit it hard the second week.
That's right.
Yeah.
Just a practice.
Exactly. It's just a practice. All right. On this episode, we are discussing Unit 17, Session 3, The Prophet Zechariah. This is coming from the book of Zechariah. So, Suzanne, why don't you share with us the big idea and story points for this session?
God brought his people home to Jerusalem just as he promised, and the people laid the new foundation for God's temple and began rebuilding the temple. While God's enemies tried to stop the rebuilding of the temple, God sent the prophet Haggai to encourage God's people to keep building. God provided for them and made a way for the temple to be completed. This week, we'll see that Zechariah encouraged God's people with the promise that his kingdom would be established forever. So our story point for this week for preschool is God's kingdom is forever. And the story point for kids is Zechariah shared that God's kingdom will be established forever. So now we'll move into the part of the podcast where we talk about some specific activities that may need a little extra time or instruction. This week for preschool, in our preschool worship guide, there's an activity called Make a Peace Dove. And so a way to save time on this activity is to trace each child's hand as they arrive instead of doing this at a group at the same time. It just kind of helps to do it as they get there, and it makes it a little less overwhelming.
That's a good tip. That's like a good, you can tell you were a preschool minister and director mm-hmm. of a preschool.
Yeah, trace
center,
it as they get
yes.
there, write their name on it, set it to the side.
Yes, very smart. All right, so in kids' worship, there is an activity called God's Promises, and it involves creating a mural. I almost said creating a miracle as a class. That would be quite an activity.
Whoa,
I
Jesus
know.
Is coming.
That's right. No, we are not creating miracles. Creating a mural as a class. And it would be a fun way to connect with the kids learned and start some conversations with their families to hang that mural up in the hallways for families to see as they pick their kids up at the end of class. We're always looking for ways to encourage kids to take what they've learned in class home and continue those conversations at home. So that is an easy way to do that. All right, let's finish up by talking about what stands out to us in this session. You know, this is an exciting session because Zechariah prophesies about the coming Messiah. This is a great story to help kids see that Jesus has been God's plan to save his people from the very start. So, you know, read through that last paragraph of the Bible story and talk with kids about how Jesus fulfilled the prophecy that God shared through Zechariah and just go through the prophecy that Zechariah shared and talk about how Jesus fulfilled each part of that.
Yes, I love that so much. Anytime we're able to make those connections between the Old and New Testament and how, like you said, Maggie, that Jesus has been God's rescue plan for sinners from the very beginning. And, you know, that is the whole, like, backbone of the Gospel Project, right? That
Absolutely.
Jesus is found in every single story. And so what a great opportunity this week to really make it alive to our kids.
Yes, definitely. Thanks for listening to today's episode of the podcast. We hope you have found it helpful as you prepare to teach the Gospel Project for kids in preschool.
Thanks for listening to this week's leader training for the Gospel Project for preschool and kids. For more resources to help you focus your ministry on the gospel, please visit gospelproject.com.